You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I am rejoined by Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Here to talk about credit scores.
Yes. So credit's a main, one of the big topics on our show. Mm-hmm. We talk about being smart with your money. Part of being smart with your money is being smart with your credit.
That's right.
And how do you maximize those credit scores? So one big question we get is about inquiries on credit, and there are a lot of myths and a lot of misinformation too.
Yeah, and we wanted to go over a few of those. The first one we wanted to kind of touch base on, because we've actually had a client come in this week and had a situation like this. So how many points does a credit inquiry make you lose? That was the question.
Yeah, because we've all seen the person, and actually here's a real life example of somebody with too many credit inquiries. We literally had somebody this week that every time they went to Kohl's, if they applied for credit, they'd get a 15% discount.
Which saved her 105%, just for those mathematicians out there.
Right, so they get a 15% discount. She literally went there 15 times in 30 days.
Yeah.
So she had 15 inquiries from Kohl's in a 30-day period of time.
That's right. That was 105. Yeah, crazy.
That was a lot.
I mean, that's a lot.
Well, okay, so what is the impact of inquiries on your credit score? Is there an actual number? And the answer is no. The impact of applying for a card, okay, applying for any type of debt, it's going to fluctuate from person to person based on the unique report and their history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the thing
that's
is, there's a certain number that are built in that they expect before you lose any points. But there's it's definitely a correlation that the more times you have your credit pulled, the higher credit risk you are. And in fact, statistically, people with 6 inquiries or more in their credit report in the last 12 months are up to 8 times more likely to declare bankruptcy than someone without any inquiries at all.
Right. And so keep that in mind. I mean, the typical range of one single credit inquiry is 2 to 5 points lost. And again, like Doug said earlier, it just depends on the person. So that's 1% of your credit score.
So 2 to 5 points as an average. It does not mean that it's going to go down even 2 points, though.
Right.
It may be less than that.
Right.
Or it may be more than that, depending on how many times you've had it pulled.
Correct. Right.
And just what type of credit risk you are in that scenario.
So, number two, the difference between a hard pull and a soft pull, and, let's talk about that. That's a little confusing.
Yeah, so what is a hard inquiry versus a soft inquiry? So a hard inquiry means that you're actually applying for more debt.
Mm-hmm. So those store credit cards?
Right, a store credit card would definitely, the lady at Kohl's 15 times in a month, that's a hard inquiry every single time.
Right.
You apply for a car, you apply for a mortgage. Any of those are hard inquiries because you're applying for something that could be more debt.
Right.
Okay, now a soft pull is everything else. So all other types of inquiries are going to be soft pulls. And what that, most surprising that the most of those are actually going to come from your current creditors performing routine checkups. And there's really no way for you to know how many soft pulls you've had. There's no way to check on that. It doesn't hurt your credit score. But all of your lenders, so anybody that you have a credit card with as an example, when you get an automatic increase to your credit line, for instance, okay, or you get those offers in the mail, it's because there have been soft pulls in your credit report and they've been able to see what your credit scores are.
And those don't hurt your credit score.
Right, those do not hurt your credit score. And you may get your credit line decreased too. So if they're seeing that your balances are approaching the credit limits on all your cards, they may decrease your line because they know that you're a much higher credit risk at that point. So it's a big deal. So hard inquiry, on the other hand, it's going to occur when you apply for anything from a gas card to a mortgage loan. And if you even apply to have your credit limit increased on a credit card, that is a hard inquiry.
Because they have to verify.
Right. If you're the one asking. Now, if the bank, they may do a soft pull to be able to see if you're a good credit risk or not, and they go ahead and offer you a credit line increase.
Okay, so the next type of inquiry is what we call the shopping windows. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's not window shopping, right? I mean, that's something that, shopping windows. And in case you just joined us, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about credit inquiries and how they affect your score. So shopping windows, Tammy, this is one of the largest myths that you'll see out there with all the different things that are set around shopping windows. So what this means is that there are certain situations where no matter how many times you have your credit pulled within a certain period of time, it only counts as one inquiry.
Okay.
Now, this is where a lot of the myths come in. So nearly all commonly used scoring models have zero allowances for shopping windows at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a pretty important fact. So if you apply for, you know, five different credit cards, that's five hard inquiries, and it will count as five inquiries.
Okay.
So,
but if you're looking for the best deal, if you're a smart consumer and you're looking for the best deal.
Well, so if you're looking for a car or a mortgage, there are some shopping windows in there. But so FICO, when they came out with their next gen scoring model, it actually came out in 1997, and it allowed 45 days to shop within the same industry. So 45 days of inquiries on car loans, 45 days of inquiries from a mortgage lender. Well, here's the problem is that nobody's heard of NextGen because the algorithm was never adopted by lenders and still isn't even used today.
Okay.
The only shopping window scoring model that really has any relevance today is the classic 04 model.
Sounds like a car.
Right. So it's a FICO classic 04 model, which gives you a 14-day shopping window. Okay. So it's the only one of the three algorithms that even gives it to you. So, and that's only one of the bureaus pulls that model.
Okay.
So you have, if you're going to shop for a mortgage, do it all within a 14-day period
days.
Of time.
Keep
some people are going to
number.
Tell you there's another scoring model that does 30.
45.
The next gen
some
does
people 45, said, right.
But
it's
nobody uses
14
those.
14 days.
Right. Nobody uses those scoring models.
That's right.
So very important to keep that in mind. So the shopping windows. And here's the moral of the story when it comes to inquiries. Know that you're a better credit risk the longer you've had your accounts open. So keep same accounts open for long periods of time. You don't change credit cards that often. I'd just say don't apply for store cards at all.
Right.
They don't help your credit score. National bank cards and revolving, open up a couple good national bank cards.
And
keep
we have
them open.
A website that we can help you.
Yeah. If you creditcards.com is one of my favorites, but we have that listed on our website too. Mm-hmm. If you visit our site, smartwithyourmoney.com, and look for the impact of inquiries on your credit score, we'll make sure to have a link in there to creditcards.com.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best places to shop those offers before you apply, but only apply for one at a time.
Because
the more you apply for within a short period of time, the more it's definitely going to hit your score.
And never apply when you're getting a mortgage.
Yeah, don't be definitely don't be applying for other types of credit
right.
once you started your mortgage. You don't go get a store card. Don't
That's
go buy
right.
your furniture for your house.
Don't go buy a new car.
Because we know it. Okay, we have to pull.
It pops up.
We pull what's called a pre-closed credit report, and we can see when that happens, and you don't want to do it.
Nope.
You definitely don't want to do it.
All right.
So remember, visit smartwithyourmoney.com to see the impact of inquiries on your credit score. And if you want help raising your score to be able to buy a house, reach out to me directly at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. The numbers for it, you can text or call. So want to repeat our big announcement that we started the show with, that after 5 years on the air, we've decided we're going to change formats of our show. And our last show on FM News Talk 97.1 for the Doug Haldeman Show is going to be on September 24th. So we're going to be moving to strictly our podcast on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And you also can check that out if you search iTunes or Google Play. Look for Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman. So stay tuned. We're going to have more big announcements. And make sure to go to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and register as a fan on there. And we're going to send periodic updates. And that way, as we do change the format of our show, you'll be able to keep up with us, because we are going to keep creating content. Mm-hmm. We want to keep being committed to helping you become smart with your money.
That's right.
We will see you next week.